Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Josh.
And together, we answer the curious questions of the world, and we still don't have hats.
Why would you?
This is about to be a very unhinged episode, I would like you all to know.
Man, yeah, you just set the tone right off the top there.
Anyway, guys, welcome back to the Random Theory Podcast. We are unhinged today.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said it was going to be unhinged, and here we are.
It's going to be unhinged because we are talking this week. I'm kind of jumping the gun here. Dazoomies. I've got to log out of this whole thing right now. Leave page.
Grace has left our document, so I guess I'm in charge now. I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm the captain now.
That's concerning, I will say. You don't want me to be the captain.
I have zero brain cells.
I mean, literally the last couple episodes, we're talking about Grace and I's like one brain cell or two brain cells between the two of us.
I still have a Christmas tree up. It's February and I still have a Christmas tree behind me filming podcast episodes. Everything is not fine. I'm gonna have a meltdown on the podcast.
Is this whole podcast just like a cry for help?
You know, talking about something good. I ate a fire peanut butter and jelly today. That's the only good thing that's happened in my life in a minute. Okay. Like it was so delicious. So good.
I mean, it sounds great.
Dude, the proportions of a peanut butter and jelly, when you get it, it's like heaven. But when they're off a little bit, it's like, oh gosh.
Well, yeah, because it's either way too much peanut butter and then your mouth feels like you have glue in it, or there's just too much jelly and then it's like too sweet and just a mess. So it's a fine
dripping
balance.
Everywhere.
What kind of jelly?
It was grape jelly, of course. It's always
classic.
Welch's. It's Welch's always. If you use anything else, you're a psycho. Sorry.
We're a Welch's family here.
Okay, so. Good. Me too. Yeah. And then Michael is a crunchy peanut butter guy, which like, I'm not really a crunchy peanut butter girl, but it's all we had in our pantry today. So I had crunchy peanut butter, but it didn't taste very crunchy now that I think about it.
Yeah, definitely not a crunchy peanut butter person. I like nuts. I'm a big fan of, you know, I've always talked about my trail mix.
He loves his trail mix.
But I don't need that in my peanut butter. It's called peanut butter. So like it should be smooth. Is that the podcast? We should probably just end it there, right?
Yeah.
We talked about
guys,
a PB&J and just.
Yeah. Thanks just for tuning in this week. These were our one brain cells. See you next week.
All I can think about is I want a PB&J now. I haven't had a PB&J in like 20 years. So
I know. That's why, like, when I had it, I was like, man, I should start doing this every day for lunch.
I mean, probably. Yum. I don't know what the nutritional value of a PB&J is, but
it had to be decent, right? Like we used to eat them every day as children. Like, it can't be that bad for you, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't died yet, so.
Yeah, I'm still alive and kicking. Barely.
Barely. Barely.
Yeah. Oh. You guys, listen. If you knew what's been happening in our lives, you would be like, God bless your guys' hearts. Anyway, Josh has a really exciting announcement.
I do?
Yeah, you do. Your band did something great.
Oh, yeah. For anyone out there that, you know, obviously, if you're a science pal, you know I'm in a band, Lantern by Sea. Check us out. We hit 20,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, which is huge.
Huge.
Right? Like, I couldn't believe it. We literally, at the morning we're recording this, we hit it today.
Mm-hmm. February 1st.
We have a new song that we're putting out soon. I still don't know when, so don't ask. We at least have an album art idea. We haven't made the art, but we have an idea. So there's that.
I love that.
Progress is being made.
We love progress.
I wanted to just shout out again. I did this last week. We did a replay and I shouted out the Science Pals that had commented on our new YouTube channel, Constantly Curious. Mm-hmm. Go subscribe right now. And I shouted them out, a few of them that had commented. So I just wanted to do that again because there was a few new ones.
Also Science Pals. While Josh pulls those up. Thank you for joining us over on Constantly Curious. This has been such a labor of love, and Josh and I feel so supported by you, and I cannot thank you enough. Like, we were so worried when we started this thing, like, is anyone going to watch? Is anyone going to listen? And like, we have surpassed 800 subscribers on the Constantly Curious channel. Thanks already. To Science Pals. Yeah.
Yeah.
Already. And so we are so thankful for you. So thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to be curious and being a Science Pal and finding a curious community online with us. So thank you.
Yes. So we've got Michael Allred, said Science Pal, here for the Curious Crew on all three of our videos.
We love that.
Which is great. Sydney Rogers.
Sydney.
And she did say Science Pal here. Then she also said Science Pal here. I'm so excited for this channel and more pods. I was also here for the 100th episode live stream.
Yes, Sydney.
I also think you could do a podcast about wolves scent trail, which is interesting.
Ooh, so that would actually be so interesting. I would love to actually research that. Like, how do dogs smell drugs and like things?
Oh, yes. Sydney Rogers responded to a comment that I made on one of the community posts about Welch's fruit snacks.
We love Welch's fruit snacks.
I don't remember exactly what she said, but I made some comment about like Welch's are the best.
Didn't we ask for sponsorship? I think we said if someone could get us sponsored, that would be great.
I mean, we've been asking for one for like a year, so it wouldn't be shocking. And then we got Jag. 519 said Science Pal here for the Curious Crew. Thank you so much. And then Jacob B. Young. No, just Jacob Young. No double B. My bad. Read that.
The brain cell.
So thank you so much to those people that have already come over. If you haven't yet, if you're listening to this podcast, head on over to YouTube, search Constantly Curious, or there's going to be a link in the
description.
Click on it, hit subscribe, join the Curious Crew. It's going to be more content. I mean, we made this literally for the Science Pals. Like, the content that is going on Constantly Curious is exactly what we've been doing on the podcast, but it's in video form, basically.
Yeah, and like, we use all our brain cells there.
I mean, that's why we don't have any brain cells right now. We've kind of dumped them out onto Constantly Curious.
Yeah.
So.
Which is fun because you guys get more personality. You get us. You get like the true unhinged moments, which I think makes the polished videos that much better. Because when I do something in those polished videos, you're like, yep, there she is.
There she is.
There's the moment.
Dude, yeah. I'm editing a video right now that will be out. By the time this episode comes out, go watch it because it already came out. It's on Iceland, and Grace could not pronounce some Icelandic words, which when you see the words, like, you can't blame her. They're insane.
There's like J's that sound like yas.
Oh, it's like, it literally looks like they just slapped a keyboard and that was the word, you know, for this town. And people are just supposed to roll with that.
Yeah, just roll with it. Roll with the punches, you guys. That's what we're doing.
Which, you know, any Icelandic fans out there, I'm not putting down Iceland or anything, but
we love Iceland.
Love Iceland. but the language is kind of wild. The names are kind of wild. It was a great moment. It was a great classic Grace moment. So if you're listening to this episode, that video is already out. So go watch it right now on Constantly Curious. Link in the description. Check it out. Join the Curious crew.
Do it after this podcast. Yeah, do it after this podcast, though. Don't leave yet. Or pause it. Or like do it while you're listening and then you can like get double Grace.
Oh, man.
Grace in two places.
Grace in two places.
Grace in two places.
So much grace.
I need help. This is going downhill fast. We shouldn't have podcasted today, but we had to. Anyway, let's roll into some listener curiosity. The listener curiosity today, if you clicked on the podcast, you obviously know we are talking about Dazumis. And if you have seen a dog have Dazumis, it is the most precious, adorable, best thing you'll ever see. This comes from Carlos. They said, dogs and their zoomies. Hey, Grace and Josh, my name is Carlos, and I hope you two are doing well and excited for the new year. Well, Carlos, that didn't age well for us.
that sentence after this whole intro is so good.
It actually has been a good year, Carlos. Just like a lot of change and uncomfortability, but that's okay.
Let me, like, Grace and I, there's just a lot of change and a lot of like new stress going on in our lives, but we're like okay. I want to make it known to everyone, like, we're not, you know, we're not actually having nervous breakdown. Like, it's okay. There's just a lot of stress and things going on.
Carlos said, I have three dogs.
Whoa.
Two buggies.
Okay.
One what's pigeon and a rabbit. What is a budgie? Oh, it's a bird.
Oh.
As soon as we pulled it up, we were both like, oh, the birds you see at Petco.
Yeah, okay. I know those birds.
Aren't they lovebirds, or is that a total, it's definitely probably totally different thing. I don't know what just happened. Hard to say. It's known as the common parakeet, in case anyone was curious.
Okay.
It's the ones that you see at like the pet store and stuff, and they have
like
them in
pet
the cage.
Store,
yeah.
Yeah.
Super cute. Carlos, you have a farm. And I'm
jealous. This person
I'm so jealous.
Is they've got like a full blown farm going on.
Three dogs, two budgies. I think you have to have two budgies though. I'm pretty sure they can't be alone. Like they have to you have to get them in pairs. Like you don't buy them, but I think like it's recommended that they like you get two together.
They'll be sad. Yeah.
You don't need a sad bird. That's just sad. And a rabbit.
And a rabbit.
They said, yeah, I know it's a lot.
Oh, okay.
Sure. But the three dogs get these random bursts of uncontrollable energy. Dazumis.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, why do they get the zoomies and what are they expressing through them? I'd love to hear your thoughts on why dogs get dazumis and why does it happen? OGRT, much love from Atlanta, Georgia, Carlos.
I would like to just point out that the email actually says dazumis. That was not
it
just
does.
Grace.
That wasn't just me being me. It literally says dazumis.
But excellent choice, Carlos, because that's funny. Dazumis.
I've literally changed everything on our like sheets now to duh.
Yeah, this episode, it will 100% in the title be dazumis.
Dazumis.
I'm guaranteeing that right now.
Yeah. Carlos, you might just have changed the way we do things. We might be calling everything duh instead of the
duh.
We're going to talk about the zoomies. It's actually very interesting. I actually found this very fascinating because I've always wondered this as well. But why dogs get the zoomies is actually incredibly shocking. And we're going to get into it after this break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
We're back. Dazumis.
Saying Dazumis makes me like see a dog go like wah! In my head. You know what I'm talking about? Where like jerks around or something.
It's like the verbal equivalent of the zoomie. Like zoomies.
It really is. That's what, yeah. I love when dogs get the zoomies. This is actually a very natural canine phenomenon. So it happens when dogs basically for no reason at all suddenly burst into movement. So if you don't know what it is, they like race around, they spin in circles, they literally jump up and down, they parkour over couches. Parkour. And sometimes there just like appears to be no reason this happens. It's just like, we call it, when Ray does it, we call it the witching hour. Cause like she does it at the exact same time every single night. And we're like, what's happening right now?
She just gets consumed by an entity at the same time every night.
Yeah. Which like, I don't know. It's maybe because she sleeps all day and then wants to party all night. But
hey, I get that.
Whatever. But the sudden burst of energy actually might serve a purpose, which is very interesting.
Okay.
So the technical name for zoomies, get this.
There's a technical name.
And it's the nickname for it might be better than like Dazumis. I didn't search like who called it the Zoomies. I'm assuming the internet named it the Zoomies, but it actually does have like a technical name. And that technical name is the frenetic random activity periods.
Okay. That's pretty on the nose.
Get it? The fraps.
The fraps. Okay.
So if you don't like zoomies, you can call them the fraps, which is their scientific name.
They're frapping.
They're
frapping. I don't like that.
They're
like
frapping
that.
Around.
Just frapping around. That is pretty funny, actually. That's good.
So again, it's the frenetic random activity period, or frap, or fraps, if you put an S on the end. And according to the American... Yeah, the Frappuccino, which I was thinking about like pup cups, and like they should actually call them like frap cups or something.
It's
like
a frap.
It, like this will give your dog the fraps.
I mean, it's right there. It's right there to being something else of like this cup of whipped cream will give your dog the fraps. It's right there.
That's why they did it. I should never go into marketing.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I would have sat at the table and been like, "You guys, we need to call it the frap,
like, the puppy frap."
Oh my gosh! And according to the American Kennel Association, they're just another weird canine behavior, like the reverse sneezing, and it actually does serve a purpose. Shockingly, you know, like reverse sneezing when a dog does that, and you have to like hold its nose. It's like,
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's weird.
And you just like have to hold their nose and you're like, relax, you're fine.
Yeah, you're like, you need to stop. Yeah, it's everything's okay, please. Sometimes you just forget how to sneeze.
My parents did tell me a story when I was little. I would smell flowers by blowing out. This was when I was like a baby, like when I was first learning how to smell things. And I would just like blow air out of my nose instead of like breathing in. So I guess that was my reverse sneeze.
You know, at the end of the day... You know, we're talking about going through a rough time. We at least know how to smell. You know, we got
good
that.
Good for us.
We're good. You know, like all those things. Like we're good. Yeah, we can smell. Good.
So generally speaking, dog zoomies happen when a dog's feeling really happy or excited. And it's just fun for your little pup to like, you know, like run around until like, you know, they run over your kid or they run over a vase or whatever it may be.
Sure.
That they're bumping
too
into.
Intense.
Get a little rowdy with their parkour. But. Too many zoomies may signal that your dog needs more physical activity or mental stimulation. So zoomies can happen regardless of how much exercise your dog has. But if your dog is having more and more zoomies and you feel like it's becoming unmanageable, it's because your dog needs more like exercise. So take it for a walk.
Oh,
be like one of the kids that listens to our podcast that literally takes his dog for a walk and listens to us talk while he walks his dog. Be that guy.
Oh yeah, I don't remember what that kid's name is.
I don't either. But
that was huge.
It was huge.
I remember that.
So proud of that kid. I don't even know if he listens to our podcast still. So all dogs get the zoomies, puppies and young dogs may zip around more often simply because they have more energy burned than older dogs. But even in their golden years, dogs still get the zoomies. I watched a video on Instagram, actually, of an older dog that got the zoomies. And it was like the cutest thing I've ever seen. It was just kind of like, it was just like very wholesome. It looked like it could have been their like last frolic, you know, but like... They still
this,
got
this
it.
This zoomie was going to kill him, but they were going to go out in a big way.
Yeah, they go out galloping around. So here are my researched likely 6 reasons that your dog goes bonkers sometimes. Number one. I don't know why I felt the need to say it like that, but number one. Release tension and anxiety. So dogs will frequently zoom around after bath time, right? Normally you give them a bath and then they just like, around your bathroom. Right. And it's probably a way for them to get rid of the anxious energy that they were feeling. So when there's been some event that happens and it was really stressful or exciting, like AKA taking a bath for a dog, the zoomies help the dog release that built up tension that they're feeling.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, sometimes maybe after I'm really anxious.
Just need to run around the house.
Yeah, I was literally going to say, sometimes when I'm anxious, I'll go for a run and it like helps. Other times I take a nap. And it works just as well.
Well, you know, those are different, but you know.
Yeah. Number two, warm up. So dogs who jet around the house after a walk or coming in from outside, maybe trying to warm up. So this could also be a case for dogs that do mad dashes after getting out of the bath, pool, or the lake. They're trying to warm themselves up.
Trying to get that blood pumping. Yeah. Warm up a little bit. Okay. Yeah.
Raise them then a couple times. Like we get home from a walk, like a big walk in the winter, and I'll be like, why are you running around right now? I'm so confused.
You were like, you just went for a walk. Stop it.
We literally just walked 3 miles. How are you zooming around right now?
Ray is like the little Energizer bunny.
She is. She's so cute. I love her.
Full of energy.
I actually got a picture from my mom just now, but she's sleeping and she's a precious little girl.
Almost as Muppety as a dog can be, which is a compliment.
So number three, they'll celebrate a feel-good moment, you know, as one does. So many pet parents note that their dogs get the zoomies after pooping.
Okay.
So yeah, after dogs poop, they'll get the zoomies. So it's kind of like they just unloaded something major and it's time to be like whacked out about it. Like they're celebrating that they just pooped. But sometimes if dogs have a little bit of poop stuck to them, they'll also run around to escape the poop. So that sometimes also looks like the zoomies, but it isn't the zoomies because they have poop stuck to them and they need your help.
Right. It's a completely different thing. It's the exact same, but it's completely different.
That would be called a dingleberry, kids.
Oh, well.
Ray gets those.
So many technical terms in this episode.
So many. It's really, we're really science heavy this week, you know?
I couldn't imagine being more science heavy, honestly. I think
we could go into how dogs poop and how we poop.
I'm shocked we haven't got there yet, honestly, but
poop is actually kind of interesting.
Oh boy.
Actually, next week we are kind of talking about poop. We're talking about the gut biome, so we are going to talk about poop.
Oh, teaser. There you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So if you wrote in about the gut biome, your podcast is next. They also say for number four, the fourth reason dogs get the zoomies. It's an act on primal instinct. So it's common for zoomies to happen at specific periods during the day. This is Ray. It may have to do with their built-in biological rhythm. So dogs tend to have bursts of energy in the morning and in the evening. Oh, that's when Ray gets them. In the evening.
Okay.
Which probably has something to do with their hunting cycle. So for example, coyotes hunt. I don't think this is Ray.
I was going to say, what you saw that potato sitting in a little fuzzy bag. She's not hunting.
No, she's not hunting. She actually has killed a chipmunk before.
Really?
Yeah, she caught one and killed it and shook it to death and threw it against our house.
Wow, that's so hardcore.
I know. Wow. That little potato is a killing machine. Anyway, coyotes hunt at dawn and dusk because that's when prey is walking and falling asleep. So they're more vulnerable to be attacked. So they'll go and like hunt then.
Okay.
So I think, what did our friend say? What did Carlos say? Oh, he just said he has 3 dogs. I don't know what kind of dogs they are, but I would be curious if, you know, it's something with their primal instincts. And I also would be curious if it's one of those things that like, one of the dogs get the zoomies and then the other one like gets in there too. And so it's just like the spiraling effect of all of them just off the energy of the other. Yeah.
A pack thing.
Number 5, relieve pain. Almost always dog zoomies are positive events, but occasionally it can be triggered by a sharp but passing pain in the hind area. So if like a flea bites them or arthritis is acting up, it might spook your pup and cause them to run and escape.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
The last one, number 6, show excitement. So sometimes dogs whiz around when something happens to rev them up. So it's like seeing a special person or another dog and they just can't contain the excitement. They'll just like zoom around. So it seems to me that they are zooming around because it's a way for them to express themselves. It's kind of like when dogs will like bring up a toy to people.
Yeah.
And like hold it in their mouth and just like wiggle around when they come in the door.
Yeah, I feel like all of these points, I mean, obviously there were different like nuances between each, but yeah, they literally all are a dog can't talk to you to express its emotions. So it's going to run. That's how it does.
Yep. Yep, exactly. I mean, dog zoomies are hilarious and they're super entertaining and you should actually make the most out of it. So when your dog does get the zoomies, play with them because they're trying to get your attention for something. Whether like if they're zooming around and they like stop and look at you, like it's because they want to play. So go ahead and interact. And it's a good thing that your dogs are getting the zoomies. It means that they're happy unless like they got bit by a flea.
I was going to say, unless it's a flea bite, which like you have bigger problems there and you need to address that. But otherwise, pretty much all of them. Well, yeah, check the butt. Check the butt. Make sure there's, you know.
Have you watched a dog poop though and then like start zooming around?
Yeah, I feel like I have seen that. Yeah.
My friend, she had like a fenced in backyard, but literally like we were inside and the dog like pooped, I guess. And I was like, her dog was just doing hot laps around the backyard. And I was like, is your dog good? And she was like, yeah, he just pooped. And I was like, oh.
He's just having a good time.
Good for him.
Did some business. Now he's good to go.
So that's the zoomies. Not a whole, yeah, fraps. That was the big scientific thing here. Still, there's a lot of ongoing research about the fraps, why they get da zoomies, and what dogs are trying to communicate. But I think it's actually, I kind of see it making sense with like the hunting instincts. Ray's witching hour is like 11 p.m., like literally at night.
Oh, wow.
So that's da zoomies.
Fascinating. All those, I mean, that's, I don't know. There's so many, dogs do so many weird things. And it's always fun to like, at least hear at least some explanation. I think there's still a lot of research that needs to be done to understand what they're doing, but that's cool. I like that.
I just love that we just decided we were going to have little companions in life.
Yeah, it is funny, right? We were just like, hey, that thing looks like it could be a companion. I'm going to make it a companion over many, many, many thousands of years.
It's hilarious.
Do you want to know what I learned on Reddit?
I would love to know what you learned on Reddit this week.
I'll be honest, I just picked one at random. So for anyone that doesn't know, the way I do this is I'm always on Reddit and I just save things into it's like a saved folder when I see them. When they come out, you know, it's like organic. If I'm scrolling, I see something that's interesting, I save it.
You've had some good ones. We've learned some good stuff lately.
Yeah. There's interesting stuff, you know? So I just picked one at random from my saved folder. It is not a very happy, cheery zoomies vibe.
That's okay. You have to have contrast in life.
Yes, true. You got to have the ups and downs, you know? Yeah. It's about hypothermia.
It's about how long you can survive.
It is about something that is called paradoxical undressing. Have you heard of this?
No.
Basically, when a person is unfortunately in a situation where they are freezing to death, they remove their clothes. So like people over the years in different cases when, you know, somebody gets stranded in snow or whatever and they find the bodies later on, a lot of them will be nude.
Yeah.
And that is called paradoxical undressing because, you know, for anyone else, it's like, well, what? They were freezing. Why would they take off their clothes? Basically, when people feel cold, the most important thing that the body will do is ensure that the brain is functioning. Like, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. That's why everything in your body shuts down.
Yeah. So
it's like a Tesla.
All your blood vessels will basically contract and ensure that the blood is going to your brain. Like, so that's why you get frostbitten limbs, you know, like all the fingers and toes,
phalanges.
They start to freeze.
I think like freezing to death, like if there was a worse way to go, I literally think like that would be the worst way to go. Like it is not a fast death. It is a slow...
I don't know, because like I've also listened to a few podcasts where they talk about kind of historical events, famous mm-hmm. things of like a few people getting lost. And it's like, not only is it not fast, but it is also like, I mean, people, understandably so, like it's not like you just get cold and die. Like your body does, I mean, and this is an example, your body does some weird stuff. And
Very weird.
Yeah, I mean, it is not a good time.
Yeah, I think like also the fear, like I think for me, it's like not only are you lost, but you're dying. Yeah. And yeah. also on top of it, you're like holding on to this hope and like holding on to life that you're gonna survive and make it out and someone's gonna come find you. So like not yeah. only are you like dying completely alone and frozen, but like you die with this hope that someone's going to find you, which is why you keep on trying to live, which is so crazy to
think about. It's rough. Yeah, it's rough.
Because it's like, well, if I die right now, what if 10 minutes later someone comes and finds me?
Someone shows up. Yeah. And you've already. Yeah. Anyway, back to undressing. Yeah. Basically, what I was saying is all the blood goes to the brain. When you start to get cold, like say you get into this situation, you've been there for a bit. It's not mm-hmm. looking good. You're starting to get cold. Your body will basically transfer all the blood to the brain. After some time, the blood will return back to your limbs, like in like a big flow, like a quick flow. It'll go back to your limbs.
Interesting.
And that is perceived by the brain is then all of a sudden you have all this hot blood in your limbs and all of a sudden you feel really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that sends the signal to the brain that, hey, I'm really hot. I'm sweating. I'm burning up.
Yeah.
So then the brain says, oh, well, then I better start taking off some layers because I'm overheating. And then you die even quicker than you probably would have because now you're even colder because you're not actually hot. Your body isn't actually changing temperatures. It's
yeah.
just changing location of blood in your body.
Which is like so interesting because like I feel like with blood rushing back into limbs, it would feel cold.
It is the difference of temperature wise. You know, when the blood isn't there, your limbs get so cold. And obviously that's you start getting frostbite.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when that blood comes back in, it's that much hotter than your limbs, you know, because your limbs are like literally freezing solid already.
I imagine that has to be incredibly painful because I think about just like when you are really cold and you like stand in hot water, like in a hot bath or something.
Yeah.
Like that hurts. Like with freezing cold toes into hot water. And so like I can, and like that's painful. Like it's a tingly kind of painful. So I can only imagine it's like you are hot and your body is tingling and like painful.
Yeah, I mean, it is literally, and like I said, like I've listened to podcasts where they talk about, there's a really famous one called the Dyatlov Pass incident,
mm-hmm.
which I think that was in Russia or somewhere yeah. like that.
It was like a bunch of people died.
Yeah, it was a whole group of people, and they still don't really know how they died.
Weren't there like slashes through their tents and stuff?
Yeah, there was a bunch of really weird stuff. Somebody was missing a tongue. It was really, there's weird stuff about it.
Yeah.
But they are, one of the main things is they were all like naked when they mm-hmm. found them because they all stripped off their clothes.
I know people are like, wow, what happened here? But honestly, if I had to like be like, well, what happened here? I think human nature happened.
Like, yeah, I mean, like
brain
I said,
in survival freezing mode isn't going to make rational, actual good decisions. Yeah. It's gonna make decisions of like, I have to survive. What am I going to do?
And it's clearly not getting accurate information. You know, your brain is acting on false information. You know, it thinks you're hot. It thinks, you know, it's literally going into overdrive to try and survive and just do whatever it possibly can.
It's so interesting. Body's weird. We've said it 1,000 times.
Weird.
Body's weird.
Yeah.
Brain's weird. It does weird things to protect itself.
If we've learned one thing on this podcast, all our many brain and body episodes, is it just does weird things.
Does weird things that you don't like rationally understand.
But that's what I learned on Reddit.
I love that you learned like something like super useful of like, there's this thing with a scientific name and I'm like, dog zoomies.
Nah, are you kidding? You had a scientific name. It had a scientific name. What? Fraps.
Fraps. The yeah. Frenetic random activity periods.
But that's the podcast. I think that's it for this week, yeah?
That's it.
If you enjoy the podcast, make sure to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. You can leave a rating there. Send us an email at randomtheorypod if you have an idea, or you can comment on YouTube or check those. Leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast with an idea if you have one.
Yeah.
Make sure to head over to Constantly Curious and please support us there. We really appreciate all the support and we love seeing the Science Pals become curious crew members and everyone joining together.
Science Pals will forever be OG though.
Well, sure. Absolutely. They always hold they're it's a special place, the Science
Pals. You guys
pals.
Are so special to us. We've learned so much. It's been fun.
Go watch a dog run around. I don't know.
Yeah. Watch just a couple Zoomy videos. It always puts me in a good mood.
That's true. I love it. I'm probably gonna do that right after this. So
I feel that very deeply in my soul. Might fix my brain cells.
All right, everyone. I guess we'll see you next week. We're talking, Grace already teased it, talking about the gut biome. So
super wild and interesting.
It'll probably be another unhinged episode. So get ready for that. I'm sure.
Get ready.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Science Pals.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.